This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. This is Lock and Load, and joining me now from the beautiful palatial confines, it is, in fact, Austin, Texas, is the editor-in-chief from the truthaboutguns.com, that being one young Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, or good morning, sir. Good afternoon. Whatever the salutation is, hi.
It's good to be with you no matter what time it is.
There you go. So, once again, the resident, his administration, he's doing what he can to make it hard to be a gun owner in the United States. And he's done it with Lake City. What has he done now?
Well, it's not as clear this time. People who read the truth about guns might remember last year the administration in their never-ending quest to make life more difficult for gun owners, was considering the idea of stopping commercial ammunition manufacturing at the Army's Lake City ammunition plant in Missouri. That plant's run by, under contract, by Winchester. And the Army only needs so much ammunition, and then Winchester continues to produce so that the lines are fully running at all times and ready, and everybody's fully employed, and sells the excess on the commercial market. That's a good thing for the Army because it keeps, like I said, it keeps the plant running, and if they ever need all that ammunition for some reason, the plant's ready to go, and it's good for Winchester because obviously that's their ammo to sell, and it's good for the American gun owner because it keeps prices lower.
Right.
About roughly 25 to 30% of the ammo sold in the U.S., the 223/556 ammo, is made at Lake City. So it's a big deal. Well, they tried to shut it down last year because they knew that they couldn't pass yet another assault weapons ban, so they figured they would make life more difficult for AR-15 owners by raising the price of ammunition. Well, that didn't go over well. We reported it based on some inside information we had, and then one of the drones in the White House press office reacted to our story and said, "Oh no, that report isn't true. We're not considering closing the Lake City plant." Well, that was a denial. We never said anyone was considering closing the plant. We were talking about them refusing to sell the ammunition on the commercial market. And then 50 Congress people got on the bandwagon, and they wrote to the administration, "Don't do this. It's a really bad idea." Anyway, at some point, it seems that cooler heads prevailed, and the Biden drones decided that they wouldn't do that. Well, last week we started to hear that Lake City had canceled its commercial contract. We heard from a number of people, and there was one published report that came out, I think, yesterday as well. A blog, something called Staple Defense. So it appears that is happening now. But it isn't as clear as to whether this is part of, another part of the Biden administration's effort to stick it to gun owners, or if this is the U.S. military anticipating much higher need for ammunition. You know, we're supporting Ukraine right now. Last week we had a breakout of a war in the Middle East, which has the potential of getting more widespread than just southern Israel. And there are other potential hotspots, so it seems at least as likely that this is the military looking at what's happening in the world and what could be happening in the world and saying, hey, we need everything Lake City can produce.
Which, that's a possibility.
That's a distinct possibility.
Yeah.
So that might be an indicator of future, one, bad things happening in the world, and number two, bad things happening for the American gun owner in terms of less supply of ammunition for sale, and what is available is going to be probably at a higher price.
Well, I mean, I'd read a report that the Biden administration had given away so much stuff that we were basically low. You saw that?
Yeah, I've seen that regarding 155 millimeter shells. I've seen it about a few other things, bits of material that we've been shipping to Ukraine, and apparently haven't been restocking shells as quickly as we should. So that would not surprise me. I mean, we've seen that with the Strategic Oil Reserve. You know, they drain that in order to try to keep gas prices down, and they haven't refilled that. So I think that's down like 45 or 50%.
Right.
That seems to be the way they operate, which could leave us in a very difficult position if something really bad happens.
Well, I guess we're going to see how that works out. If they can just cancel contracts like that, what's the point of having a contract?
Well, they've always had that ability in, you know, because obviously this is an army plan, and they need, you know, if you know, God forbid another 9/11 or Pearl Harbor happens, they need the ability to stop anything that's being produced there from going to the civilian market and make sure it all goes to the military. To keep them, you know, keep them fully supplied. So I'm sure that any contracts that come out of Lake City have the caveat that they can be terminated at any time if the military decides they need all the ammo they can produce.
Well, I would think that given what we see in the world now, and especially as I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, that kind of ammunition you would only need with boots on the ground.
I would think.
Yeah.
And then I don't know how much of that we may be shipping to Ukraine. Maybe they foresee shipping a bunch of that to Israel. I don't know. Israel uses 5.56 ammo.
Yeah.
So we shall see. I'm sure that has something to do with it.
In whatever event, it's either due to incompetence or it's due to just being
the world being a dangerous place.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, and it is a very dangerous place. And I've got a question for you when we get back as far as that goes.
Okay.
But the truthaboutguns.com, now, they are constantly updating, constantly putting a new story up there, breaking news, things that matter to you. And that's what makes it worth your time to go check them out. And having Dan come on here on a regular basis, that also makes things really good. So, I mean, but you can tell just by, I mean, I don't think we've ever repeated the same thing unless it was a update to a breaking news story. So, thetruthaboutguns.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. I'm talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. And the ATF, they seem to be like super cops, don't they? They can go out and find any individual as long as he has something they don't want him to have. Super cops.
Yeah, well, they do have the resources of the federal government. I mean, they're part of the federal government. They've got all those resources behind them. And one of the things that they're apparently targeting are force reset triggers, along with, of course, Glock switches and other things that the law does not allow. Force reset triggers, however, are a different animal. Nobody's printing those. Those are lawfully made, legally sold. And then the ATF waved its magic regulatory wand and said, oh, no, we're changing our mind, and these are now considered machine guns. After they did that, the company that made them, Rare Breed Triggers, along with the National Association of Gun Rights and Texas Gun Rights, sued the ATF to block their regulation. They sued along the same lines that Michael Cargill did and won in the Fifth Circuit when he sued regarding the ATF doing virtually a similar thing with bump stock. The bump stocks were, of course, a perfectly legal firearm accessory until the Trump administration decided that these will no longer be illegal, and they designated them as machine guns. Well, the ATF just did the same thing with Rare Breed, and that brought about the NAGR suit. Well, and NAGR was smart enough to file in the same circuit court in the Fifth Circuit, or same district court in the Fifth Circuit, where Michael Cargill filed his suit. And a judge last week issued an injunction preventing the ATF from enforcing its ban on those triggers against the parties in the suit. That means National Association of Gun Rights and all of its members, Texas Gun Rights and all of its members, and Rare Breed Triggers. There may have been a couple of other parties to the suit, but I can't recall. Anyway, Friday, a man in West Virginia who's a NAGR member called up NAGR headquarters and said, hey, I just got a call from ATF saying they're coming over to my house and they want to confiscate my Rare Breed trigger. When ATF made this move last year, they confiscated Rare Breed's customer list so they could find out who owns these things and go out and get them. That's apparently what they're trying to do with this guy, but this guy was a National Association for Gun Rights member. So NAGR got on the phone to their attorney. The attorney talks to the Department of Justice and says, hey, hold on. Don't go to this guy's house. You can't. This guy is covered by the injunction issued by a district court judge in Texas, protecting him from enforcement by ATF. So far, nothing has happened. The question is, how is the ATF going to determine who NAGR members are? Are they always going to call ahead of time before they, come knocking at your door? I don't know how that's going to work.
As far as the forced reset trigger is concerned, do you think it is any worse than as far as the mechanics of it, do you think it's any worse than the binary trigger, which seems it just perseveres through everything? It perseveres through the bump stock. It perseveres
No, in fact, I guess it's arguably
nearly the same.
A little better.
Yeah.
I mean, it depends on this kind of angels and head of the pin argument here. They're both basically the same. Both of them, they only shoot once every time you pull, or in the case of a binary, release the trigger. No, I don't think it's any worse. And of course, they haven't outlawed binary triggers. Our friends at Franklin Armory are happily selling those.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a good thing. And in fact, they have a new product coming out this week that we just found out about and then got our hands on and are in the process of testing. So yeah, that works perfectly well. So I don't understand the distinction with a force reset trigger. You still have to pull the trigger every single time you want the gun to fire with a force reset trigger. It, of course, pushes back and unpresses it for you. In effect, you know, you push it, the force reset pushes your finger back out to reset the trigger, and then you have to pull again. So you can fire quickly, of course. But I don't think it's any quicker than I've seen Jerry Mitchell look on
it's enhanced semi-automatic fire. That's all it is, right? It's just enhanced.
That's exactly what it is.
It's
just automating the reset process.
Sure. As far as a, you know, I can tell you from experience after having fired many M16s on full automatic that that is not something you do if you want to hit a target.
No, I've done it myself.
Yeah. And so.
Most you do like a, maybe a 3-round burst or something like that, but that's not the most accurate way to shoot a rifle.
And I think nowadays, everything that in combat, the way they gear this up when they're trying to figure out their ammunition load is they allot 3 rounds per target. So a magazine will handle 10 combatants. So and that's going to be semi-automatic fire, because that's the only way to really control that. So in the context of looking at it and saying, oh, this is military. No, it isn't. It isn't really, because it's not actually something the military does anymore.
No,
I don't think as far as the way they're training, not the way they're training their actual shooters. So I don't know. I look at this and I see this, and it's almost like they – I don't know. Jay Jacobson, I know that every time Jay puts out another, if he changes the color of the binary trigger, he lets them know. So he's very much on top of them all the time. He's telling them what he's going to do before he does it. And he gets their blessing, and he gets the letter saying that it's okay to do it. So we're headed into the next break. TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is where this article is. This is where you find it. This is where you find a plethora of new articles daily, because there's always something happening in the gun culture. Good, bad, or indifferent, there is always something, because nothing exists in a vacuum. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA News Update. With the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas, a ground invasion of Gaza seems increasingly likely. Meanwhile, Gaza is grappling with severe shortages of essentials like clean water, food, and medical supplies. The death toll has surpassed 4,100, including at least 30 Americans. The chairman of Ford is urging the United Auto Workers to come to an agreement and end their contentious negotiations.
We've offered a record contract which would make our UAW employees among the best paid manufacturing workers in the world.
Today, Bill Ford cautioned that the ongoing strike poses a significant threat to the future of both his company and the broader American automotive industry. Week 6 of the NFL season wraps up with the Chargers facing off against the Cowboys. The Chargers at 2-2, while the Cowboys at 3-2. John Schaefer, USA News.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is Lock and Load, talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Now then, let's talk about Florida.
The Gunshine State.
Yeah, the Gunshine State. Although for the Gunshine State, they have what? They have red flag laws.
They do.
They can't open carry.
Nope.
Yep. Nope.
Unless you happen to be going fishing.
Yes. Yes. And so it's a very interesting state. They have permitless carry now, but they have some tripwires out there. What's going on? And most of this stuff, if it was actually to get challenged, would it stand up to Bruin?
That's the question, of course. That's what Lee Williams is getting at here, citing a couple of recent cases in Florida with people who were lawfully carrying, mostly. One person was carrying a handgun in a bar, and unlike a lot of states where it's legal to carry, you just can't be intoxicated. Or it's legal to carry in a bar and you can't be drinking alcohol. Apparently it's not even legal in Florida to be carrying in a bar at all. I was not aware of what the law was there. Anyway, the person there was arrested. There are a couple, he cites a couple of similar cases here. And he's asking, you know, look, Bruin is now the law of the land. There is no text history and tradition of limiting whether people can carry in bars, restaurants, saloons, whatever in this country, going back to the founding. Why is Florida
suppressing this now, and why are they enforcing this law? Well, that's a reasonable question, except the law is still in the books.
Right.
And if they really want to do something there, they need to get the laws off the books. Either that, or they need to press these cases, and somebody needs to fund the litigation behind these cases and get this pushed up through the courts, challenge, and get a challenge under Bruin, you know, through whatever circuit court. I don't know what circuit the Florida is in. Through there, and then even possibly to the Supreme Court and say, hey, is it legal to outlaw the carry of firearms in a place that serves alcohol? Because we never used to do that in this country. In the early days, it wasn't the case at the founding. It wasn't the case in 1789 when the Constitution was written. You know, is there any text history or tradition of doing that? And get them to opine on all that. So, you know, I'm glad he brought this up. We're always happy to pose provocative questions like this. But, of course, the real reason is that disease laws are still on the books. And until or unless those laws are repealed, you're going to have police departments that enforce them, and you're going to have prosecutors prosecute them.
Well, we... You know, here in South Carolina, we had the same thing happening here. We only had concealed carry. We still don't have permitless carry. Now we have, but if you like, and I use this ridiculous example, if I was in the shoe store and I was reaching overhead to get the right size of Tom McCann's that I was looking for, and my shirt inadvertently raised up and my gun was seen in South Carolina at that time, I could have been charged with brandishing for flashing the gun.
Yeah.
Even if you printed, you could get charged for that, even if it's concealed. So now we have open carry with a permit. So that means if I'm concealed carrying a gun and then somehow or other it's like showing, well, I'm still not in trouble.
Right. And, or if you walk in your car and the wind blows.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So somebody sees it.
They did pass that law. Now, we have perpetually, I was speaking with a state senator the other day about permitless carry, which they incorrectly referred to, in my opinion, as constitutional carry. And they were like, yeah, we've got it on the table, but they've had it on the table for a year. They just can't, you know. They can't bring themselves to do that, despite looking around and seeing the other states going, yeah, we would be in the majority with this. We would be, actually.
Well, it was a fight in Florida.
Yeah.
And they're still trying to do it in Louisiana.
Yeah.
Louisiana, you understand. I mean, they passed it, and the governor of the Democrat governor there has vetoed it. That was never the case in Florida, but there was a whole bunch of people, even in a GOP supermajority legislature that were no fans of it. And there were people that weren't fans of it here in Texas either, and didn't want to see it happen, even though these were Republicans that sometimes campaign on gun rights, but they didn't want to see permitless carry here until the pressure just became too great. And that's really what happened in Florida, and my guess is that's going to eventually happen in South Carolina too. You know, solidly red state, people are going to look around and say, you know, if I go just to the south in Florida, it's perfectly legal. Georgia, perfectly legal. Texas is perfectly legal. Vermont is perfectly legal. What's the problem with South Carolina?
That's a good question. That's a good question. The other thing about, you know, I'm glad they did what they did here in South Carolina about, you know, we can carry open with a permit. I'm not going to carry out in the open because, for me, that makes me think I need to get a retention holster.
Right. Yeah. And I prefer not to open carry either. I want the ability to.
Yeah.
But I choose not to. But you should have that choice. You should be able to choose to carry as you want to, and not be dictated to keeping bare arms means keeping bare arms. It doesn't say only concealed or only openly or only on Thursdays and not when the wind's blowing and don't reach above your head.
Well, you know, I certainly don't think it should be something where if you inadvertently do it or if you do it on purpose, if you can carry a gun, if you've been vetted to carry a gun, especially with this permit thing, because in South Carolina, we don't have to go through background checks. We have a permit, right? So,
same here.
I don't understand why that would be an issue with anybody. But I've spoken to some of the politicians here. The politicians here in South Carolina simply do not know what they're talking about. That's the problem. You get out there and start talking to them. They show up at a political event and they'll be like, but they're not taking anything in. If some Second Amendment talker gets up there, I spoke at a Friends of the NRA Friday. I was the guest of honor there, here locally, and there was a couple of politicians out there. Now, one of them is on top of things. He actually does something with SIG, so he knows a lot of stuff. But his colleagues, they're just, you know, it's just lip service. It's just lip service.
Exactly, it's a campaign plan.
Yeah.
The vast majority of them know virtually nothing about guns.
No.
They don't know the laws that are already on the book. They don't know the difference between a 10-round mag or a 30-round mag. Joe Biden's saying you've got 100 rounds in the chamber.
Yeah.
you know, that kind of stuff goes right over their head. They should be rolling in the aisles and laughing at that kind of stupidity, but they're just as ignorant.
You hang on for me. We're talking to Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This article ripped straight from the front page of it. This is where you need to go if you're looking for the latest information within the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Speaking with Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. Dan's going to tell us what happens when you become a born-again Republican and you're on the council in New York City and you decide to go as a counter-protester by yourself to a Hamas-supporting protest. Please tell me about this, sir.
Yeah, the person in question here is City Councilwoman Inna Vernikoff, who I think it represents parts of Brooklyn, and after the terrorist attacks in Israel, there were pro-Hamas rallies on the campus of CUNY Brooklyn, Brooklyn College, and she showed up to counter-demonstrate, and she didn't just show up, she showed up carrying a gun. There are pictures of it. You can see it on our website and New York Post, New York Paper. She was carrying inside the waistband, the appendix position in a holster, and her gun is pretty clearly visible there. So she obviously was trying to make a statement. She has since been charged with, carrying a firearm on school grounds and near a protest, which is part of the New York Bruin Response Bill. That's the bill after New York the Bruin case came down that designated most of the city of New York as a no carry zone. Councilwoman Vernikoff is a licensed gun owner and has a carry permit. So she was legal for her to own and carry a gun, just not in that particular location. I loved it because, it horrified, former Mayor Bill de Blasio. He tweeted out a photo of her carrying the guns and saying, who does that? I thought I'd seen everything. Anyway, she was obviously being intentionally provocative by doing this. She had to know that there is no open carry, of course, in New York City, that this was going to come back on her. So the question then is how far is she willing to take this? And, you know, is she going to want to make this a challenge, a legal challenge, and challenge the law? Of course, the New York's Bruin Response Bill has already been challenged in the court. And so we'll see how far she takes this. We'll see how
fired New York City's prosecutor takes it. It's just this, you file this under the general heading, there's something you don't see every day. A New York City councilwoman, hopefully carrying a firearm in the city.
Well, so is the problem with this? I'm just curious, because I know they made a lot of places sensitive places.
Yes, they did.
Are protests sensitive places? Is the council now? Hey, is the council? The Congress exempts themselves from a whole lot of laws. Is she or is the council exempt from all of these little things that they put in place, like that in the city? Is there any chance of that?
It wouldn't surprise me if public officials are exempted from that, but I don't know if that was written in the law. Obviously, whenever they write these kinds of laws, they've got police and all kinds of other people, special people, from them. Not only was she carrying on school ground, but again, as the Post noted, she's in a sensitive location, such as a protest. Under New York's Bruin response bill, they outlawed people carrying guns at or near within so many feet of public protest.
So it's very hard to, I guess. I understand, I fully understand the Bernard Getzes of the world.
Well, yeah, that obviously is just a clear case of self-defense. I mean, especially back in the time when that all took place, New York City was not anywhere near as safe as it is today.
Right.
And riding the subway, at night, you're taking your life into your own hands. So, of course, he didn't have a permit, but he made the judgment he'd rather carry and defend himself than be knifed or shot or whatever. And he defended himself.
Given what we have seen with Antifa, do we know where Antifa comes down on this? Are they supporting Hamas? I know that BLM does. I would imagine they do.
I believe they have come out and have protested in defense. They have defended the Palestinian protests, the people who have been protesting in support of Hamas and the Palestinians who murdered 1,300 people.
They sometimes show up to some of these protests armed to
guard.
Are they showing up for these things armed to keep them safe there?
I've not seen reports of that.
Yeah.
I've seen, despite the heightened emotions around all this, I've not seen many reports of actual conflicts breaking out. So we should see, but no, I've not seen any images or reports of Antifa people showing up armed in support of these protesters.
Well, I kind of think especially you guys there in Texas. I'm very curious to see what happens in Texas, although that would not be the place I would do it if I was the thinking man. Which I don't know if terrorists are thinking men or not, but I believe there's probably a legitimate possibility that we're going to see some really bad stuff inside the interior of the United States. Would you agree with that?
I would. They declared this International Day of Wrath or whatever the hell they called it on Friday, and I was surprised that that literally nothing happened. I saw no reports of anything happening anywhere. Here in Austin, just the second weekend of Austin City Limits, the ACL Festival in the parks, so we got thousands of people gathering. You know, this whole weekend we've got football games everywhere, you know, all across the country. Friday night, you know, this, you know, high school games everywhere. Those would have been ideal targets for some crazy person.
Sure.
But
I mean, we're full of those. We got shopping malls.
I was very relieved. Yeah, I mean, there's
traffic, no gridlock. Traffic would be a great place. Traffic would have been. Yeah, nobody understands that when I get out there and it's, I'm like, you should leave some space in front and behind. People will just fill that in.
Yeah, nobody I was thinks, very relieved that nothing happened.
Yeah, no, nobody thinks in those terms. I'm taking nothing but back roads. I'm not getting on the main roads just so I can avoid the gridlock. But I have upped my what I'm carrying around with me now, and it's
I think
it's
a lot
pain.
Of
it's a pain to do yeah. it, but I'm doing it.
I agree, and I have as well. And I'm carrying extra magazines, and I've got other things.
You got a long gun?
I do.
Yeah, I got a long gun. Well, I've got an SBR. I've got an SBR and a Form 1 in the car. Just in case. Just in case the intrepid AFT finds me and says, hey, boy, what you doing with that shorty? Oh, it's legal here. Look, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, but I think we've entered another phase. I just, I'm going to be curious to see how long the enhanced vigilance stays up on our side. Because I think this is going to be a thing that we're going to have to look at long term.
Yeah. Again, I was very relieved that nothing happened on Friday.
Yeah. But that doesn't mean this is going to happen soon, Dan.
Yeah. I agree. That doesn't mean that this is over at all.
By any stretch of the imagination. Anyway, listen, thank you very much for taking the time to join me. I'm glad you got your stuff resolved, whatever that was. Whenever Dan can't join me, it's very upsetting for me. I get so used to my dose of the truth about guns.com. You should go get your own every day, all day. Hour number 3 is inbound. Coming up, student of the gun, Paul Markle. This is Lock and Load.
I've seen just about every corner of this country, 3 million miles in my career. I spend a lot of hours on the road, but I love being my own boss. The road can be a beautiful place, but you're out here on your own. There certainly are risks. I'm Charles. I'm a truck driver, a husband, and a father. And that's why I choose Federal.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.